We have a special guest right here on the podcast, the Become Successful Podcast, and we have Lamour. Lamour is a bird. Say hello. Actually, Megan, talk to him. Oh yeah, there he is. He likes phones. Why don't you show him a picture of the bird?
I'm gonna
The
show him.
bird. Show him a picture of the bird. Yes.
Here.
We're talking about. He likes to digress. He's a digressing bird. Hello, you want to come closer to the mic?
Look at your
Whoa!
phone. He'll see those things going up and down.
But what?
He'll see those things going up and down.
Oh, show
He's
him this. Oh,
talking.
show him. We're recording and all this stuff.
Hold
Look
your
at
phone up
this,
so you can see.
Lamour. Look at that. Oh, it's a bird. Say something. Make him talk. Talk, talk, talk. Whoa, hey, you flew
Come
away.
back,
What the?
baby.
Get back over here.
Come on, come to mommy.
Crazy bird.
No, he sees the mirror.
I knew we should have got that cat, Megan. What the? Really? He doesn't like me very much. Wait, I want to find the bird. Hold on a second. Get the bird. Get him over here. What is he? Oh, he's gonna be. I think he should just fly outside. What do you think?
On my head. On my head.
On your head.
On my head.
That should not be on your head.
He's on my head now.
All right, we're gonna start the podcast. We're gonna start the podcast. This is the art of digressing. What'd you just call him?
What?
What'd you just call the bird?
Son of a bitch.
We're on a podcast here. We got some young people listening to the podcast.
He keeps running in front of the mirror.
All right. Well, he thinks he sees
You're the
his brother.
Guest today, okay? Say hi.
Special guest. You see this going up and down? Oh, yeah? Oh.
Say hello.
Yes. He's really... You're the next podcaster. Look at this. The bird's next podcaster. Oh, yeah. His next podcast. How about this one over here? What's his name?
Danish.
Danish? Like Danish?
Yeah, it's very scared.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Very
what
nervous.
What is he doing? A very nervous bird. Very nervous. All right. Enough. We got to start the podcast episode here on digressing. All right? Close the door. I don't want those birds... We had enough of guessing from a bird. Come on. Come on. Come on. All right, the art of digressing. Megan, you want to be in this podcast today?
Yeah, I'm just going to listen.
You're just going to listen? All right, we're recording, you know.
Oh, okay.
Set the alarm off now. All right. Set the alarm. All right, we're going outside. We're going to do the podcast outside, all right? This is a fun one, right? One of our fun podcasts. Okay. Let's start the music. Start the intro.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster.
So now we're podcasting outside in the backyard. I don't even know what... Oh, now we got the crazy birds out there. I'm just surrounded by birds today. So the art of digressing. The question is, can you digress in front of your audience? And... talk about something different that's not part of your podcast. Because every once in a while, you want people to have fun on your podcast. And I believe that once in a while, you can step outside. And here comes Megan. We're outside. There's a lot of wind, a lot of birds. Yeah, a lot of birds out here. But we're doing like a special podcast. And this one is on the art of digressing. Now, we also have planes flying around. The reason why I'm doing this podcast episode, this particular topic, is because I've seen a lot of podcasters digress. They do something that's not part of the original format. Right, Megan?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I've seen it done often. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not good.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's very interesting because they're going off somewhere, and if you pull the audience with you, it's good.
Yeah,
you don't,
every
if
once
you
in a
have
while.
It too long and it's not good. So.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do this episode for a very long time, right, Megan? And I have some related ones as well, but I digress and we get right back on track. And the question I have for everybody listening right now, first of all, review us on Apple. Do you think that your audience likes to hear you digress? And I'll say, every once in a while it is fine, but not all the time. Like, you know, you have a particular topic, and this time we brought along a guest with L'Amour. Tell me more about L'Amour. Megan, you know.
Well, I got him from a parrot place called Parrots in the World.
Parrots in the World. Where is that located?
Parrots of the World in Rockville Center.
Rockville Center. Where is that? What state? What country?
Rockville Center in Rockville Center, New York. It's a parrot place where Mark Marone breeds and raises the parrots. I got this parrot when he was six, parakeet, when
wow.
he was 6 days, 6 weeks old. he could barely walk. He had just gotten his feathers. And I trained him. I trained him to sit on my hand, to say I love you, to say mommy's boy.
And did he do all that when we were just doing the intro before?
No, he just tweeted.
He just tweeted.
He didn't know what was going on.
What do you mean tweeted? Like he's on Twitter? Like that type of tweeting? What do you mean tweeting?
I don't know.
What do you mean he tweeted? You mean like when a bird tweets or when he's on Twitter?
He has his own Tweety.
He has his own Twitter, his own social network.
Yeah.
The social network for parrots of the world. All right. Well, you heard it, folks. Now, the thing is that I've heard a lot of podcasters digress in more than one episode, and I think it all depends on what your audience likes. Megan, why are you taking pictures?
I'm not. I wanted to look at my skin and that.
Oh, you should get the drone out. Okay. You look fine. And I wanted to just try it myself. Every once in a while, I do digress. But I do it in the episode and usually for less than 60 seconds. But I've heard entire episodes that get digressed, that completely go off topic. And I'll have to say to a lot of the podcasters, please don't do that because it is not the best thing to do with your audience. Your audience members, they know they have a particular topic and they want to hear you talk about that particular topic. It can be a related topic to the general theme of your episode. But when you're listening to a podcast about becoming a successful podcaster, and I have on a parrot.
No.
I don't know if that's
one.
I don't know if that's gonna upset some people.
Well, I'm sure there are bird lovers out there.
Bird lovers. Are you bird lovers? Do you have dogs and cats maybe?
Oh, everybody loves animals. Well, not everybody, but you know. Everybody loves some animal. I mean, some like cats, some like dogs.
Some sort of mad dog of some sort.
Yeah.
And that's from
dogs.
American Werewolf in London, right?
Bruce and I love dogs. Bruce films dogs everywhere, and he tries to put them on a YouTube channel, yeah?
I actually haven't done much on the YouTube.
Yeah,
I have to do a lot of work.
Filming.
But you know what? We're digressing, and that's actually what the name of this episode is. And it's okay every once in a while, I think. Maybe once every 8 to 10 episodes, you can do something that's totally unrelated. But then you need to go right back on track because you will lose your audience members. And I don't want to lose you guys. I love you. Right? We love them all. We love all of our audience members.
And we know a lot of the audience members. They reach out to us. So if you haven't reached out, reach out to Bruce. Say hi. It's always great to hear from you.
Well, I'm going to put up
a review so we can see you.
Yes, a new review on Apple Podcasts. And you know what? We are going to put up Bruce Chamoff Podcast. .com. I said Bruce Chamoff Podcast and I got it wrong. So it's BruceChamoffPodcast.com. It's going up in October. And what's today? We're recording ahead of time. So this will be released on Wednesday, September 29th. So next week, the blog should hopefully be up and it's going to have some audio transcripts of the actual podcast, right? It's going to have transcripts of the audio. So we can get some good search engine ranking. And that's what we have to talk about. Now, once in a while, you know, you bring on a guest. I do want to say the guests should be definitely related to the topic, right? We definitely don't want to do anything with a guest that has nothing to do with the theme of your, or the topic of your podcast. It's very important. And we have a lot of fun with that. And that's important. But, you know, look, if you have a dog or a cat and you want to bring that animal on your YouTube video, your podcast, you can do it. Hold that animal in your lap and do the podcast, right?
Yeah, dogs, animals, and babies.
And then I had a dog, Bubbles. We brought Bubbles onto the podcast.
Aww, what a
and
cute
as long as you stick to the topic, you're not really digressing. But it's okay, like I said, every 8 to 10 episodes, do it. I know we do it once in a while. You know, like you and I were in Atlantic City. That had nothing to do. and Philadelphia. That had nothing to do with podcasting. That was something like 15 episodes ago.
Yeah, but we were so energized and we had...
We were energized with a beer.
And at the airport, we were very excited.
At the airport in Las Vegas. A lot of traveling. But that... Now, folks, I got a lot of episodes coming up to make your podcast more successful, so stay tuned. And this one, I just want to say happy Wednesday. It is September 29th, and it's almost the end. So it's crazy.
It's almost Halloween, and I love Halloween.
About a month away, right?
Yeah, we'll see if you get to wear a costume this year, Bruce, for your office party.
Yeah, that's if we don't get... We even have a party because of COVID.
I know. I'm not hopeful, but you did win a nice bit of money.
I won a $200 Amazon gift card in 2019.
I love that. Yeah,
that was before the pandemic. I dressed up as... What's her name? The little girl, Louise Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
That was so cute.
I walked around my workplace with my pink bunny ears.
I would definitely make you a costume if I knew they were going to have a party. We have an idea already. I don't want to give it out because I want it, just for you, but...
Oh, yes, thank you. But I don't know if we're going to do anything for Halloween this year because of COVID-19.
I got to tell you, last year during COVID, the house here, we had maybe 100 children came by. It didn't stop the children from trick-or-treating. Children love candy.
You know why, Megan? You know why? Because it's Halloween. They wear masks.
Yes.
They didn't even have to put on their regular mask for COVID-19. They just had to wear their regular mask. Halloween mask.
I couldn't believe the amount of kids we had here, but...
Oh, that's a good episode. We should do a wear your mask on Halloween. But wear your costume mask, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's great. That's excellent. All right, folks. We're going to go, but we got a lot of good episodes coming your way. Like dissecting your podcast audience. That's a big one. I know people are asking for that one. Hold on, Megan. Hold on. After. And we also will talk about all talk podcasts and do they work. And we have more Q&As because we just came up with the first QA last Monday with podcaster Professor Pete Alexander and how his podcast was... Everything improved, but the audience was just dwindling. And I hope you guys have some good answers from that. So check out the new website in October, BruceChamoffPodcast.com. And we'll see you in our next episode.
Goodbye, everybody.
And that's a new one. You never did goodbye. You just say hello, everybody.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. That's great stuff.